Tuesday marked the first day on the job for some newly elected office holders across Northwest Florida. WUWF takes a look at changes to the governmental bodies, their new leadership, and optimism for the next 4 years.
Be seated. Thank you, Commissioners. Appreciate that.
We begin in Santa Rosa. The Santa Rosa County Commission has a new look, with two new commissioners replacing long-serving board members and one who was reelected. All of them were administered the oath of office by County Judge Robert Hilliard, who once served on the board himself.
And then you put your left hand on the Bible and you'll raise your right hand.
District 1 Commissioner Sam Parker, returning for his second term, was first to be sworn in.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and the government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
Next up, District 3 newcomer James Calkins, who defeated five-term incumbent Don Salter.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
Also beginning his first term in office, representing District 5, is newly elected businessman Colton Wright.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Commissioner.
On his first official day in office, Wright, who defeated three-term incumbent Lane Lynchard, seemed to take a page from President-elect Joe Biden by pledging to work for all residents of the county, regardless of who they voted for.
Thank you to the many citizens who did have faith in me and think that I could do this job and serve them well. To those that did not support me, know that I will serve you with dignity and honor, just as if you did.
In his remarks, Calkins referenced the recent election and called on his new colleagues to join him in executing what he says is the county's conservative mandate.
As you all noticed, that the pro-life sanctuary passed in every precinct in this entire county. Donald Trump also won every precinct in this county by a landslide. So I would like to implement a conservative, low-tax agenda.
In the change of leadership for the Santa Rosa County Board, District 4 Commissioner Dave Peach was unanimously elected board chairman, with District 2 Commissioner Bob Cole selected as vice chairman.
I'm going to go ahead and call this installation meeting to order Tuesday, November 17, 9:07 a.m.
This is Escambia County's outgoing board chairman, Stephen Barry, commencing their outdoor meeting at Blue Wahoo Stadium.
So on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners, I'd like to thank you all for attending today. We appreciate you being here for the installation ceremony and organizational meeting of the new board. The purpose of this meeting is the installation of the recently reelected members of the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County, Florida.
As noted, Escambia is maintaining status quo. Barry, representing District 5, is one of three board members to win re-election. He and District 3 Commissioner Lumen May are beginning their third term in office. District 1 incumbent Jeff Burgosh was elected to his second term.
Going forward, we could all look at 2020 and all the terrible things that have happened and all the calamities nationwide, but I prefer to be an optimist. The glass is half full. It's not half empty. We live in the greatest country the world has ever seen. Things will get better. We will get past this virus. We will move forward. Our economy will recover.
Burgosh went on to talk about some of the county projects in the works for his district in particular.
We will bring District 1's first public library. That's coming. It's funded. We will bring tremendous infrastructure improvements to District 1. They're coming. We're going to bring a brand new fire station to Beulah. It's desperately needed. It's coming.
With family members with them for the special occasion, each newly installed commissioner took time to thank them for their support in helping to get them elected and during the difficult times experienced as office holders.
Whenever you decide to run for office, it's not just you running, it's your entire family.
That's Lumen May, who ironically overcame a primary challenge from his younger brother, Lutimothy May, on his way to re-election.
It's the good, the bad, the horrific things that are said, the painful things that you bear. You don't bear it alone. You bear it with your family.
With his wife, mother, and two young children alongside, Commissioner Barry made a few emotional remarks of his own before turning over the gavel to District 4 Commissioner Robert Bender. Shifting to Okaloosa County, District 4 Commissioner and Board Chairman Trey Goodwin presided over that board's installation ceremony.
Got the great honor of watching and being able to welcome a returning commissioner, Nathan Boyles, who will return to continue to serve the people of Okaloosa County.
Boyles was reelected to his District 3 seat, and like Santa Rosa, Okaloosa also is welcoming two new commissioners representing Districts 1 and 5.
Mr. Paul Mixon, who will be taking over the reins from Commissioner Graham Fountain, is retiring from his commission service to the public, and then our own State Representative Mel Ponder, who will now transition from fighting for us in Tallahassee to fighting for us here at home.
Before adjourning the installation ceremony and opening their regular board meeting, one last thank you went to the outgoing board members who chose not to seek re-election. That includes Kelly Wines, who's leaving the District 5 seat.
It's been a privilege to be here for 8 years, and I would say that Okaloosa County, in my view, looks like to be in real good hands. Good luck to all of you, and God bless Okaloosa County.
Thank you, sir.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.